we've arrived in Dubai at Token 2049. I'm seeing all the beautiful cars. I'm seeing all the incredible buildings.
Token 2049 is definitely like the biggest get together of people. The energy here is incredible.
Lots of glamour. Plus, we have every single crypto influencer all flying to Dubai for this special moment.
The one rule that I have, you cannot waste a single second. Every single minute that you can meet people is absolutely important. You've got to make sure that you're totally optimizing on your time.
Just so you know, filming in Dubai is a new year.
Okay.
So just be very like the permits and shit. So be very, and you know, like here, they don't fuck around. They just put you straight.
So we've just landed in Dubai. It's unlike anything I've ever seen before. I'm driving in Teslas, Maybachs, G-Wagons, Lexus, all these luxurious cars, and the amount of money is just, I've never seen anything like it.
The schedule's just meeting after meeting after meeting, starting early in the morning. It's go, go, go.
Myself and Dave are here to bring deals across the line and network with as many people as we can. And Run's got about 1,000 things planned for us.
So after a day in Dubai, I go to Dylan's apartment to go do a show. Then all of a sudden it's 12 o'clock in the day and I look back and the entire sky is black.
So we've been here for 2 days and basically all the streets in Dubai are underwater.
It was something that I'd never seen before and it looked like Hogwarts. Like the Dementors were coming to get us. The entire fucking sky turned black.
Several inches of rain falling over the United Arab Emirates, prompting flight cancellations at the second busiest airport.
Here is fully flooded. There is where building have no electricity.
The UAE experienced what was its largest rainfall event since records began 75 years ago.
So this is not a time lapse. This is real. I've never seen this much lightning in my life before. This is crazy.
So, as our luck would have it, we arrived just in time for the biggest storm in Dubai's history ever.
Oh my God.
...700 flights have been canceled in the last 2 days.
Old school shutdowns and traffic at a standstill.
This is unprecedented and uncharted territory for us.
Guys, I just wanted to update you on my current situation. There's a Rolls Royce there. Yeah, I'm literally knee deep in water, yeah? Trying to get back.
You can't even make this up. I can't leave the mall as well. I'm in the same mall as Dylan. And I was like, okay, fuck it, I'm gonna sit in a movie. And the fire alarm goes off. The whole thing fucking stops. This day is getting even crazier.
So we're in probably the most well-built modern city on the planet, but clearly when they built the city, they didn't plan for excessive drainage.
Nice. It's very nice here. Come to Dubai, they said.
What's up?
Welcome, welcome, welcome. So I'm just watching Uncle Run at the moment to try get an idea of what the fuck's going on in the market, because I've been absolutely rug pulled the last 3 days. Over here, you might think Dubai's got the most incredible views you've ever seen in your life, and that's true. It's true. Why they're so incredible in Dubai is because they actually work 24 hours a day. This whole development here started 3 days ago. They work 24/7. Then in the corner there is where our video editor does all of this hard work. As you can tell, the budget all went to the apartment. And then this is the palace. That's what I like to call the palace. Lots of very soft ambient lighting. And then as you can tell outside, it's the most incredible weather I think I've ever seen in Dubai. Not. Obviously, it's like the worst storm that they've had in 20 years. Yeah, I hope that you enjoyed the little review of this Airbnb. I've got nothing else to say because I'm so pissed off I missed this meeting. But yeah, I'll check you guys later.
Morning, guys. So epic storm last night in the desert. But the sun's shining today. There's zero water left out on the roads. We're back in the desert vibes and we're ready to go.
Cheers.
Listen, the storm's over, finally. And we can actually get back to business today. The sun's out, and we can actually get on with the business of being crypto people in Dubai. Tomorrow, Token 2049 starts, but today and every day before Token 2049, we have meetings, and there's just meetings with people that you don't see around the world. So like at the conference weeks, every minute is gone.
So yesterday was crazy storms. Now today everyone's meeting up for a big lunch and I can't get there. And I'm just getting photos of these guys eating lobster and drinking fancy cocktails.
We're at the most amazing lunch at the Rockpool restaurant. Just had our starters. Things are looking up. Things are looking up.
The whole Banter team was able to reunite because we've literally been fragmented around the city. Really, really amazing vibe. Great to meet the leadership team from DWF and hear about their vision and where they're going as a business. Really, really amazing, amazing experience today.
So I hear everybody's having an amazing lunch. I tried to make my way there. It was so difficult to get an Uber. I ended up paying 15 times the usual rate. As I arrive at the lunch, everybody's leaving. And off we go to the Sui event.
There's that amazing G-Wagon, isn't it?
Yeah, unreal. We actually went to the one yesterday as well. Super nice car.
The G-Wagon's very nice. I mean, Sheldon definitely has to lose a bet and buy me a G-Wagon. I won't buy one, but if Sheldon buys it for me...
Why won't you buy one?
Because I want Sheldon to buy it for me.
Kill you to buy one for Sheldon.
Okay? I will not lose the trading competition to Sheldon. Have you not learned the lesson? Have you shaved an eyebrow? it's programmed. We are at the Sui event. We're going to meet the team at Sui today.
So now the weather's gotten better and we arrive at our first party, which is the CoinW party, which was very fancy. Shout out to CoinW.
The caliber of people at the party was amazing. The caliber of entertainment at the party was amazing. They must have spent millions of dollars on this party. There's fire coming out of water on the sides of the walls. There is a production that is probably bigger than some concerts I've ever been to. We even won an award. Sheldon and I both won awards at the CoinW party. I was super proud.
Also, Crypto Banter Group, Sheldon! Sheldon! Woo! Yes! Community, I know that.
Yeah.
And of course, a lot of community from all over the world.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you, CoinW. Appreciate it. May the bull market live on, where we make lots of money this year. And thank you all for the support. And I love you guys to best. Thank you for the beautiful events. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Myself and Rang got an award. We stood there strong. We supported Banter and very proud of obviously what we've done with CoinW.
You know, the party is so exclusive here that Dylan and Kyle couldn't get in. And so half the night we spent texting people trying to get Dylan and Kyle through the door. Eventually we did, but as they got in, we left.
Kyle Dupes!
What's up, bro?
I'm leaving now, bro.
Do you know how hard it was to even get in here?
They wouldn't let
I mean, Carl is sponsored by CoinW and they wouldn't let us in. So Carl was downstairs basically saying, I'm the face of this place.
She wouldn't give me her name or a manager's name.
My face is even on the CoinW website and they won't let me in.
When we got to the top, they wouldn't even let the organizer back in to run this whole thing. This place is very safe and exclusive.
Every night, 4 or 5 parties that you got to get to. You got to hop from party to party. It's the CoinW party, it's this exchange, it's that project. And it's party to party, networking, tapping phones, changing numbers, exchanging ideas.
So we hop in the taxi on our way back to the hotel from the CoinW party. And because there's such a shortage of taxis at the moment on the roads because of the floods, all the taxi drivers are hiking their prices. So what does Run do? He pulls out his phone and he dials AB on a video call.
So you're going to take him to Marina?
That is for free,
yeah? Okay, I'm phoning him now, AB the village. Okay. Now, you're going to speak with AB the village, then yes. You're going to take him to Marina.
Oh, yes.
Okay, you see now. Come on.
We're there for you,
AB. Come on, AB.
We're there for us.
Yes! Now you have to take him to Marina. The taxi driver just said he loves AB de Villiers. I said if I get AB de Villiers on the phone,
I love
you,
my brother. Love you, man.
You see?
And AB answers, and it was the most hilarious moment of the entire trip.
Brother, thank you. You just got me a taxi ride. Thank you.
Pleasure. Have fun, guys.
Nice. Which one you want now? You want Sean Paul or you want the
Absolutely brilliant.
A free trip to the marina. Oh, thank you, sir.
It was incredible. We were just in stitches the whole way home after that. It was hilarious.
So finally, it is day one of the Token 2049 conference and it's insane.
Proper bull market vibes going on there at the conference. I mean, there were meme coin traders all over the place.
How do you guys feel about that? Do you think that memes are going to replace NFTs as the cultural token?
But you also forget how recognizable Run is in a crypto space or, you know, at a conference. Everyone was there, biggest conference that I've been to.
Token 49 did not disappoint. Dubai is the city of the future, 20 years ahead of most cities in the world. It really blew my mind. Everybody that you need to know was there. All the top, most influential people within the crypto space. You can tell the bull market is back and the future looks bright.
Nice to see that bull market is back. You could see how full it was and how many companies are out there, and there's so much excitement in the market again.
Token 2049 is no joke. 10,000 people at the conference, and probably of those 10,000, 8,000 are fans, and they want to just meet you and tell you about the idea and just show you gratitude, and I love it.
Token 2049, baby. Dubai, the rain has disappeared. All of the degens has rocked up. You know, we've seen a Bitcoin rally. We haven't seen altcoins rally just yet. But I'm starting to get the sense that bull market's back. Guys, end of the day, you need to get your butts off the couches. You need to come to these events. This is where you meet the like-minded people. We got tons and tons of Banta fans here. Seeing everyone together, seeing how proud they are. They stayed with us through the bear market and they are all making money now, guys. We are family and I'm so grateful to be a part of the journey.
So it's just so good to see sort of what a presence Banta had at the conference, having so many of our team there together and just the energy that we brought. It was really, really rewarding.
Wow, what an event. Holy moly. Look at this.
Yo, what's up? There's a lot of energy over here. It's been chaos in Dubai, and a lot of projects, a lot of opportunity over here, a lot of new things being launched within the market. And I think that the third and the fourth quarter are going to be incredibly exciting leading into the end of the year, and I'm super bullish. So you can see tons of new projects absolutely everywhere. The space is really gaining that network effect, exploding. Many, many people coming from Web2 who have seen the light, and every time we come to one of these conferences, it becomes more and more exponential. So yeah, it's a vibe.
There's stuff out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of new tech, amazing stuff.
So we're about to jump in some G-Wagons now.
Come on, we just finished the conference. We've got the banter party coming up.
So we're going to the banter party. It's the first time we're throwing a party at an event.
Apparently we've been fetching G-Wagons.
Four G-Wagons.
Did I mention that one day Sheldon's going to buy me a G-Wagon? I don't know if I mentioned it, but shout out the party, guys.
So we're leaving from the hotel. Next thing, four massive, beautiful G-Wagons arrive to pick us up. We get in. Next thing, the driver whips out a $500,000 emerald from Colombia.
Wow.
So, holy shit.
I'm not going to
quadra myself with that.
That is crazy. Amazing.
So that's a 1,168 carat emerald.
Holy shit.
Wow. That's what we're doing. We've never hosted a party. We've never put ourselves in the map of one of these big companies hosting parties at conferences for the first time. Very nervous. Can we live up to the standard and will people actually come? But very excited because we're putting ourselves in the map.
Our banter party!
Look at this, huh?
We'll be in Dubai.
Woo! Cheers, dog. Cheers.
Yes.
JPEG from Spain, this is my first drink.
It's actually water, guys.
I've had like four tequilas.
My name is Carl Dukes, and this is my first drink.
I'm Bianca, and I'm drinking water. Nice, it's got face. No, it's white.
So we decided in Dubai to do the first real banter event party. We called it the 1% Club. We had 400 people there with us. Everyone stayed till so late. Music was great. Networking was phenomenal. And just such a great energy.
We met so many fans, and engaging with the guys that watch our shows, it just encourages you even more. It motivates you even more.
My name's Carl Dupes, and this is number 9. Jesus, when it's water. This party is mad. The fans are here. An amazing venue with amazing people.
But most importantly, I want to thank Kyle for getting dressed up for tonight.
For
very
what?
Important for getting dressed up for tonight.
You know how we introduce South Africa?
Yeah,
and tequila, bro.
We take it for tequila. My drink number 8, I guess 7, 8.
Good event, huh?
We put ourselves on the map, right?
This was a big event, eh? People loved it, eh? Many people said it's the best event. Yeah.
It was a lovely atmosphere and energy.
Huh?
Lovely atmosphere.
Fucking pulled it off, bro.
Well done, guys.
Yeah, we made our presence here, boy.
That was excellent. That was excellent.
We ran a business today. We did a party.
Yeah.
We launched a meme coin.
And we got drunk.
Yeah. And we shot a conference video.
In one day.
But looking at Ran and us looking at each other, it was a very big heartwelding moment of proudness. bro, it's 3 years in. Like, look what we've done. Look what we've created. Seeing how many fans are there, seeing how much the team has grown. We had to look at each other and be like, wow, bro, like, this has been an incredible journey.
It's the end of the night and the banter party was a mega success. Very, very proud of everybody within this organization. We've grown so much. We really hit it out of the park.
So I fly out today, I land tomorrow, and as soon as I land, I'm going straight to the office to launch the meme coin. After the hardest week that I've ever had, I'm exhausted. I am shattered. And now I've got to fly back, and immediately after a flight, I'm going to launch a meme coin.
So this is the Gummy Project Room. This is where we are, you know, sending funds to the market makers, getting ready to rock and roll. To be honest, this is much harder than I thought. I had no idea that launching a token was this complicated. It could be a huge success, or it's a failure. All right, so I'm gonna go back in there. As soon as the contract code is ready and everything is ready, I'll let you guys know. And then I'll go live and I'll do a show.
Everything I do, I want to be the best at. Everything I launch, I want it to be the best. It's just how I am. And it's the first time I'm launching a meme coin. I've never done this before. But I want this to be the best meme coin in the world. And so, like, you know, that I've got natural anxiety that, you know, what if we launch it and it fails? What if we launch it and it doesn't go up? I don't know. I mean, it's stressful. It's exciting, but it's very stressful.
Okay, give me a countdown for Peter, please.
1 minute. 1 minute left.
Okay, I need this screen to work. Hold on. Okay. Ready?
1 minute here. Run, it's launched.
It's launched, okay. Now.
670k mark cap. Now they can post. Oh, you tell them.
Now it's public. 2 million market cap. Okay, tell the guy we live. Tell the airdrop guy we live. Okay, 3.4 mil, 4 million. My throat is very sore. I've been on a flight, I'm exhausted. I have my gummies for later.
Right now, I just want to protect the community, yeah. Make sure they're all in the right gummy.
The claim link is not working. Well, it is working, but only for some people, which makes us think it could be a Solana issue. I mean, we'll resolve it now. I'm gonna get a cup of tea before we go live. I thought I'm having.
You could see very much that Ran is quite tired behind the stream.
So we've just launched Gummy. It's live. I want to inform the community. I want to keep them safe. So I'm going to go live now.
It's crazy how Gummy has so much hype behind it and how much we care for it too. Like, we're excited. This is something for the community.
Okay. So far, $35 million market cap. I just want to make sure everyone's protected. That's my main thing. Today's a big day, not only because it's the day of the halving, sir, but it is the day that we actually launched Gummy. It's 420. My kids on a Saturday night. And on a Saturday, we were at a trampoline park, and one of our researchers sent me a video. And the video was about how someone created a meme coin. I thought to myself, hold on, that's a brilliant idea. Why don't we teach our community how to make a meme coin? And so we started talking about names. Someone said Run With Horse. Someone said Gummies. The moment we said Gummies, we all knew that Gummy was the right meme coin. And we're gonna launch a Gummy.
And I feel that this token is gonna be a game changer for the company.
There's probably a couple of $100,000 that it cost us to develop this thing, to drop it into a liquidity pool. All the liquidity was provided by us. All the market maker funds were provided by us. That's our contribution to the community. And as I said, no one is saying.
As it launches, what we see is $10 million market cap, 20, 50 million, 100 million. Guys, the launch was absolutely incredible.
Mad rush, Ran has to fly straight back, literally from the airport into the studio. He looks wrecked, but he pulled it off. Congratulations.
You got to remember that the power of a meme coin is actually the power of the community. And in these kind of communities, there are no leaders. Once you've got your tokens, we're handing over the project to you guys.
Made me realize that we have built a machine, but not only have we built a machine, we have the strongest community in crypto.
So I just finished the show. I mean, the token's firing. It was, I think, a great success. I mean, some problems with the claims, but I don't think that's our problem. I think it's a congestion problem.
I'm exhausted. I have had the roughest 2 weeks, from Paris to Dubai to launching a meme coin to running a party. I need to go home and sleep. So I think that's me checking out. I'll see you guys again soon.